Okay. The title of the next session, the presentation in this session, is called The Quest for QuickBooks. How a small nonprofit and a corporate giant joined forces for greater accessibility. And here we have with us Mr. Albert Rizzi, all the way from New York, CEO and founder of My Blind Spot. Give him a nice warm welcome, everyone.
Thank you, everybody. How's everybody doing today? Well, first, I just want to say thank you very much to Madam President. I appreciate your reaching out to me, you, Eugene, Lewis, and the things you put together, not only to make it possible for my colleagues from Intuit, ATS, I guess you all know Adaptive Technology Services, that small company that works here in California. And My Blind Spot to be here to be with you all. It's an honor and a privilege, so thank you very much. Let me just make sure I got what I need. I know I need the mic, Pamela. I'm just trying to figure out how am I supposed to listen to what I have to do with my computer now. This is my first time flying solo. So
that's right.
Okay, we're going to close that out. Let me get, hold on, people. Okay. Now, the only thing I'm wondering is, can we raise the volume on my computers a little bit, Mr. Audiovisual Man? All right. Okay, wait, what?
He said, go ahead, you are fine.
Oh, well, okay, I might need sighted assistance because I'm a techno fool. Anyway, no, I don't even know how, I'm just a little nervous, quite honestly, so I'm not going to play with my computer. It'll work the way it's supposed to.
You are
anyway,
one friend.
So, a few years ago, actually back in 2011 to be exact, November, I came to be an ACB member through one of the affiliates, and at that time, we did not have a way of managing our finances. I was the finance chair, and we were trying to figure out ways to take the organization forward, and as a business owner and as a nonprofit manager from my sighted life, QuickBooks is and always has been the number one tool that we all turn to. I have friends in the accounting field, bookkeeping, tax preparation, just financial management in general, who always used it. So I was always wanting to make sure that that was going to be a tool that I could use as I kept running into these literal and virtual walls as I became a blind person. So in 2011, when we first started looking at the possibilities of how to manage the finances for the organization, I made a phone call, and that call was escalated up to and or routed to a woman by the name of Lori Samuels. Quite honestly, if Lori hadn't been on the phone that day, I'm not too sure where we would be with regard to this project, and she's owed a great deal of appreciation, recognition, and gratitude, and she was supposed to be here today, but she couldn't be, so she's here with me in spirit. And she sends her regrets for not being with us today. So Lori and I got to talking, and one of the things that I have come to embrace about our community is we're not the only people out there who use assistive technologies. But still, if you make it such that it works for a person who is blind, aka making it easy for people to use with their eyes closed, you're going to cover 90% of the market that's out there. So that being said, I started talking about the print-disabled community. We qualified that and quantified that in a manner that took the numbers to a meaningful level for a commercial entity. And then, as luck would have it, along the way, we found out in 2010 that the census revealed that there were 25 million severely visually impaired people. And that's a very interesting terminology, because too many times I find in our community we're at odds with statistics and numbers to reflect who we are and how many people we actually represent as a community. And of that 25 million severely visually impaired people, that means overachievers like myself who are completely blind, and then people who are high partials, low partials, and or legally blind, and then possibly visually impaired that are on the cusp. So that became important, and it became a tangible number they could understand. It also included people like Gabrielle Gifford, the congresswoman who was shot. She's print disabled now. You've got people with severe dyslexia. One-third of all corporate executives are dyslexic. I couldn't believe it, too. But, and when you look at these things and you try to draw some connections between the different groups that would benefit from these types of technologies, people who use DragonSpeak, people who use Zoom Text, people who use any variation on a screen reader theme, it makes sense. Braille displays, outputs. So it all really solidified for us. At the time that Laurie and I started talking, there was this remarkable man, John Martin, who was writing scripts for QuickBooks. Most of his passion came from the 2012 version, which was navigable. Need a lot of workarounds. I think you had to stand on your head, pat your stomach three times, and maybe you'd get something to work. But but as anybody will tell you, and as I have come to learn and espouse, scripting is not a solution for anything when it comes to creating accessible environments or accessible product. So we started considering what John was doing as an uphill battle, and had a couple of false starts. And we started to look at getting other supports within Intuit and some of the supports that my blind spot could bring to the table. Eventually, Laurie circled in Ted Drake, who is the senior accessibility go-to guy at Intuit. And I think he's out there in the audience. Ted, are you here? There he is. And Cheryl Aranha, who heads up the engineering in India. She's a fantastic woman. We really, once she got involved, a lot of great things started to happen. So as we were looking towards getting executive buy-in, executive support, we realized early on we needed to have somebody or a group of somebodies who knew how to write code and program and fix things that were broken. And as I stated yesterday at the presentation we did for technology, aspects of what we did with QuickBooks, Margie Donovan and I were on a phone call discussing life in general. And as I told her what we were doing with QuickBooks, she said, "Stephen Clark." I didn't know who he was, but now I do. And another fantastic addition to our team joined us just as the new year started in 2012. I had reached out to Stephen Clark at Margie's insistence, and I was kind of trepidatious about telling Steve why I was calling and who suggested, because, well, you guys know Margie, right? I love you, girlfriend. Anyway, so oddly enough, Stephen was flying out to New York with his wife and his daughter and his business partner, Silvana Rainey, and I think Silvana's niece was with her, Carla, too. So I know the whole family now. So we sat down. I think if it was January 2nd, it was like the day after, and we sat down to breakfast, what I expected to be a 30-minute meeting of, yeah, okay, you guys aren't going to get me. Maybe I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth. Because it was still very new to me, the concept, but I just knew we could do something about it. And that three-hour lunch was ended with a handshake and a commitment that led to what we have today. Honestly, what I'm trying to put forth here. And then we also layered in, after Stephen and Silvana came on board, and Stephen was guiding that aspect of the platform, redirecting the platform, interfacing with Ted and Lori and Cheryl. John was waiting in the background to start using the scripts that he had written and see what we could salvage from all the time that he spent. We then reached out to another player in the community, a very well-respected firm called DeCue, and they layered in some supports in India to give extra added hands to Cheryl, who had been volunteering up until that point. So what was really clear, what was really important, and what is the true story of our success is that it was a team effort. I had mentioned yesterday that growing up, I always was confused when people said there is no I in team. I thought that was obvious. But today, team to me means together everyone achieves more. There was very few, there was little ego attached to what we were doing. We all took immense pride and responsibility in all of what we did, but it was, nothing could have been possible without the entire team. So as we realized what we needed to do, we needed money. We needed executive buy-in. We needed to get somebody at Intuit to really sit down and hear what we were talking about the same way Lori did, the same way Ted did, the same way Cheryl did, and the same way they continue to hear it today. So what we decided to do was start collecting anecdotals. The title of our presentation is The Quest for QuickBooks. And that's really what people have been doing for over 25 years. QuickBooks was designed and created 20, 25 years ago, before there was the ADA, before there was Microsoft, and before there were any of the wonderful technological advances that are enjoyed today. And it was being used and enjoyed by anywhere from 4 to 5 million people. So Intuit, rightly so, was afraid to disrupt that balance because I don't think anybody here is going to disagree with me. When people hear we want to make it accessible, it becomes a problem. It's difficult. It's not. So we wound up finding a woman by the name of Dixie Sanderson, who is with the other CCB on the other coast, the Connecticut Council for the Blind. And we put together a video that I'm going to show you about her experiences as she was on a quest for QuickBooks. So let me bring that up.
Len, Dixie Sanderson, please. Len, link HTTP, enter. New tab page, internet. Light up, pointing triangle, light up, pointing triangle.
If that's the sun, then we must be looking out at the water this way.
My blind spot and Funny Runner present.
So then behind us over there is the gazebo, and there's a...
Dixie, left parent, dislike, my parent, that's you, new tab page.
Are we having a loading problem? Is that going to be
marshland over there? There's like paths in the marsh. We used to take little kids back in the paths. Ducks are over to the left.
A lady with a cane, a man with a guide dog.
Over here is Faulkner's Island. I spend as many hours as possible on the beach with my feet in the sand, the edge of the water.
Photos of a girl.
My name is Dixie Sanderson, and I've been blind for 8 years. What happened, I have what's called pseudotumor cerebri. It's when your body thinks that there's a tumor, but there really isn't. My body makes too much spinal fluid. I was given an antibiotic in May of 2004, and one of the side effects of that antibiotic is it increases your spinal pressure. It crushed my optic nerves, cut off the...
Okay. I hate this when this happens, but I feel like I'm such a technology guy now because technical glitches are what happens in real life. Anyway, I'm going to give it... I hate this.
...circulation in them. They tried a couple of different surgeries, but it was too late.
Dixie walks with...
Oh, it's not? All right, you know what we're going to do?
The man in glasses.
The Monday I lost my sight, I drove up to the school to bring my daughter something she had forgotten.
All right.
Went home called the doctor, said, something's wrong with my eyesight.
We're going to pause it for a moment, and I'll give you a little bit of background because I don't want to have that piece destroyed because it really tells an important story about our community. and how often we have to fight and beg to get attention. After we played this piece, we went and had a fantastic team of NYU artists, aspiring film directors, put this together. We presented it at a meeting at Intuit. Ted and I and Lori were there. We spoke about the numbers of people in the community. We talked about the fact that stakeholders, such as people like myself in the community, I gave a real good face and a reality to the community of what we need and how we use our tools. So after this video was played, you could have heard a pin drop. Legal was there, PR and marketing, everybody from the business department for QuickBooks. We had about 15 people in the room. And you could have heard a pin drop when we finished this. Just based upon the numbers we spoke of and the frustrations that we deal with on a daily basis, we had them. We hooked it in then, but this video really highlighted and defined it in a way that the top executives at Intuit said, how didn't we know about accessibility? How did we miss this on our radar?
I can play it.
You can play it?
If that's the sun, then we must be looking out at the water this way.
My blind spot and Funny Runner present.
So then behind us over there is the gazebo, and there's a marshland over there. It's like paths in the marsh. We used to take little kids back in the paths. Ducks are over to the left.
A lady with a cane, a man with a guide dog.
And over here is Faulkner's Island. I spend as many hours as possible on the beach with my feet in the sand. The edge of the water.
Photos of a girl.
My name is Dixie Sanderson, and I've been blind for 8 years. What happened, I have what's called pseudotumor cerebri. It's when your body thinks that there's a tumor, but there really isn't. My body makes too much spinal fluid. I was given an antibiotic in May of 2004, and one of the side effects of that antibiotic is it increases your spinal pressure. It crushed my optic nerves. Cut off the circulation in them. They tried a couple of different surgeries, but it was too late.
Dixie walks with a man in glasses.
The Monday I lost my sight, I drove up to the school to bring my daughter something she had forgotten, went home and called the doctor, said, something's wrong with my eyesight. And that afternoon I went to the doctor. That night I was in the hospital. The next day I couldn't see. It's that quick. When I lost my sight, I was a bookkeeper. I had my own bookkeeping business.
Lighthouse Bookkeeping Service.
I have an associate's degree in accounting. With my bookkeeping business, I had about 10 clients, mainly independent contractors. After 3 or 4 weeks of hospitalizations, I'm calling them up and saying, I don't know what I can do. You know, it was months.
She pets a German Shepherd.
Of training on the computer, trying to get it to work. And at that point, they had found other bookkeepers. Losing my business, it was hard. I enjoyed going to work every day. It was part of my life. There was my friendship circle. I believed I was going to be able to get back to work, and so I didn't have a defeatist attitude. It wasn't until I realized that this wasn't going to work that, you know, we tried all roads, avenues with the different screen readers and me learning them and then trying to apply them to QuickBooks that I realized that we weren't going to get back. My income currently is from Social Security Disability. I never expected to need
with a Girl Scout troop
help. I always wanted to be the one that was giving.
My mom used to do everything. My mom used to be a bookkeeper. She used to manage a pool. She was a lifeguard instructor. She was a lifeguard. I mean, the woman did everything, plus being a mom, which is a lot in itself.
In a car.
At this stop sign, you're going to take a left, then a quick right. And then a left. Now you're going to go over the railroad bridge, and then the road will be on the left, on the right, I'm sorry, called Seaside Avenue.
I can drive, I just can't drive out on the road. When I cook, I can't do it by sight. I do it now with a temperature gauge, by the feel of the chicken. People who just see a blind person just see a blind person, but people who have met me and seen what it's like realize that it's
It's an inconvenience.
On Dixie's computer, QuickBooks.
And I get a little bit in there, but the labeling on the field is incorrect, so that the screen reader can't even see the labeling, so I'm entering the wrong information in the wrong place. Purchase order numbers, I'm entering addresses. There's a couple of things that it's seeing, but it really isn't seeing hardly anything. I know that there's a lot more on that screen than the screen reader can see.
Dixie walks with her shepherd guide dog.
I have always said that if I had to go to blind, now is the time to have done it. If I had gone blind 20 years earlier, it would not have been so easy as it is for me today. Feels like I know that it's this close. If this would just change, I could do it again. But it's that one little technical glitch that is making it impossible for me to get back to work.
On the shore.
It's pretty impressive to me that Intuit is going to look into making this program accessible. You know, there are a lot of blind people out there, and there's a lot of blind independent contractors. And if they can all do their own bookkeeping with a simple program like QuickBooks, I think this would open up a whole new world for people who are blind. I am so excited. We can change the world this way.
Out of focus waves lap the shore. Directed by Daniel Jaffe. Shot by Adam Gundersheimer. Edited by Quinn Myers. Daniel Jaffe. Sound recording by Quinn Myers. Music by Richard Vanino. Produced by Albert Rizzi. Quinn Myers. Laurie Samuels. With My Blind Spot. Funny Runner. Special thanks. All the Sandersons. Ted Drake. Cheryl Aranha. Cilantros. Guilford, Connecticut. Described by AudioEyes.
Thank you. And that AudioEyes is a friend that I met here in California. I might be moving here to be with you people. Don't get scared. Oh, you like that? All right, then I'll come. But Rick Boggs, what are you laughing at? He knows the truth. They all want me here. Rick Boggs is a fantastic new friend of mine, and I think descriptive audio is a way that we really have to incorporate in everything we do. So we showed that, we got some funding, and then we really started to go to work. We only really started working on the fundamental aspects of QuickBooks and the platform sometime in late February, early May. March, April, May. I keep getting confused. I remember we said in February, May. We then realized, and I can't say this enough, nothing that is going to be fixed that the blind community needs fixed is going to be able to be done without our support and our involvement. Yeah, no, it is true. We had Richard... We had John Martin working on the project. Ted Drake has a wonderful sensibility about all of this. We started looking for beta testers. Presently, we have worked with somewhere between 50 to 60 blind and visually impaired end users, some very well-placed people in the community whose names, if I dropped them, you would say, wow. I was blessed and honored to have them. And we really have a great product now. There is still some level of work that needs to be done. And what we did was we had to figure out how to prioritize the work before we could get to the beta tester aspect of it all. And one of the things that I believe in business, there's an 80-20 rule. 80% of the market uses only 20% of a program. So we sat out and prioritized all those features that we thought everyday small business owners or everyday accountants would use. Not your experts, not your, you know, top-notch people, but just enough to get it going. And fortunately enough, as we were working with the program, the things that Stephen Clark suggested to Ted and the team and everybody wound up having a universal application across a number of areas. And we found we were able to bring in functionality to a lot of different areas. Then as we started beta testing with people, we found that there was one, I call him our rock star. His name is Richard Kelly. Richard Kelly lives in Iowa, and Richard, I think, got into areas of QuickBooks that even the engineers didn't know existed. And he really, really, really helped us fine-tune and focus on the end-user experience in a huge way. As did many of the other end users. We've got people all over the country helping us right now. I had an interest in making sure options were available to us, because too often, as I've learned, it costs a lot more money for us to be blind than it does for us to see sometimes. So I didn't want to incorporate the cost of that. We went with JAWS for the obvious reason. It is the lion's share of the business. It does hold the marketplace when it comes to screen readers. But we did reach out to NV Access, and we are working with NVDA and have given them a grant to help their efforts to make sure that NVDA works with the product. And GW Micro, Window Eyes, is presently conducting tests to make sure that they can also offer a scripting option to bridge what minimal divide is still going to exist. So what we've done now is we've moved forward, and we are setting our sights on other priorities for 2015. With this QuickBooks project, a whole understanding about accessibility and inclusion has taken off. Ted and Lori both sit on one of the very first disabilities councils or advisory councils at Intuit, and they're looking holistically internally at employment, accessibility, and creating accessible work environments. What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's been the most fantastic, organically infused experience of my entire life. We got so much support from some of the third-party contractors at Intuit. We got 20 years' worth of source documentation given to us, gratis, that required me to go out and look for another heavy hitter in the community that I am so blessed to be working with, and I think she's out here in the audience somewhere, Vita Zavoli. Yeah. Vita is working with Richard, and Richard and Vita together are putting together tutorials to complement the usable version of QuickBooks. It's going to have all the screen reader commands and shortcuts. And additionally, Vita and Richard are developing what we're calling self-paced virtual lessons, or Cliff Note versions for people who are too darn lazy to read a tutorial. That's me! So what I'm gonna take a moment and show you is one of the fruits of that effort. And I'm going to have Ted play the check writing demo that Vita sort of gave live yesterday. Play it, Sam.
Hello, I'm Richard Kelly. I'm running QuickBooks Pro 2014 and the screen reader JAWS for Windows version 14. In this video, we're going to show you just how easily one can write a check in this accessible version of QuickBooks. Now, by default, we recommend you use the chart of accounts as your home screen when running a screen reader. We can verify our location with the Insert T keystroke in JAWS.
Chart of accounts. Window.
And to write the check, we simply have to press Control W to open the check writing window. And we can verify that it has opened with the Insert T keystroke again to read the title.
Write checks. Window.
Now, by default, we've landed on the data entry field for the bank account.
Bank account, West Coast checking, edit combo, Alt plus K, press Alt down arrow to access combo list, blank.
And if it's not automatically announced when you came in, the insert up arrow again will read that data entry field. We're going to stay with that bank account, so we'll tab forward.
No, 5070, edit.
And QuickBooks has advanced the transaction number for us.
Date. 03/08/2014. Date edit.
We'll use today's date.
Page of the order log. Edit combo. Press Alt down arrow to access combo list.
Now visually, I'm going to use first letter navigation. And on screen, once I reach the payee I plan to use, you'll notice that all the data fields are populated with information from a prior transaction. If you're new to QuickBooks, that will give you a heads up on what field you're in, if there's any doubt. And you just have to make sure you're going to edit to reflect the current transaction, and that's what we'll do. So again, I'll start typing.
E.Embassy Emerald City Community Schools, vendor.
And that activated the drop-down list. Now I can down arrow and find the vendor I wish to use.
Emerald City Food Pride, Emerald City Football Team, Emerald City Girl Scout, Emerald City High
School
Choral,
I wish I lived in Oz.
Emerald City Publishing Company, Emerald City Published Blank.
And there's the publishing company. So now as I tab...
You get the idea. Now, the thing that's beautiful about this, again, this is a blind man. He had some usable vision, and went completely blind in 1990, and up until that time had been using QuickBooks regularly. The level of knowledge that this man has about QuickBooks is unmatched on our team at My Blind Spot, and I would say out of all of our beta testers. But he was able to use the program up until 2012, working some very interesting workarounds. And 2013 really just brought us to a place where there was a lot of issues that nobody could. So Richard really, he's an example of what we all could be as an end user one day when we start looking at accounting as a viable career for our children and for ourselves. So that's one of the things we're going to be doing. And again, we got the buy-in from the executive team at Intuit. We got involvement and supports and direction from the blind community itself. And I think that's a very critical component of why we were so successful, is we had people who were in the community guiding this. We were very fortunate to get the thumbs up from Freedom Scientific at CSUN. And I mean, no disrespect when I say this, but I really felt like I was sitting down with Obi-Wan Kenobi and Yoda, with Eric Damery and Glenn Gordon. It was just remarkable to have them acknowledge the work that we've done and acknowledge that they could see it was done by a team, that it was rooted in passion. So we do have a really interesting formula here that I think we could replicate from company to company. I think there's a way for us collectively to use our voices in an effective way to educate and mitigate. Now, I say that because we're approaching this in an agnostic standpoint. We're going to make sure every screen reader works with QuickBooks, and we're going to make sure that every organization contributes in that regard. We have a number of people working for us at My Blind Spot who are NFB members. We have a lot more ACB members, and we have a lot of support from the AFB as well. We are going to be getting a really nice review of the product in Access World. Aaron Priest and Lee Huffman have been working very hard on this, and every time they're about ready to release it, they have more they want to put in. So it really has worked dynamically and so well that even I surprised. I'm so shocked, and I'm so pleased to be able to have the team that we have together to make this happen. Ted, did I miss anything yet?
No.
No, I'm just trying to figure out. So now the next hurdle for us is to maintain that momentum. To, as Laurie Samuels said, and I really, really think this is going to be one of our other mantras, infuse accessibility into the DNA of the company. Accessibility needs to be second nature. It's not good when you build it in after the fact. It's not good to retrofit anything for our lives. So one of the things we're going to be working on at Intuit is we're going to be looking at the different levels of customer service, other areas where we're one degree of separation from different programs or different, like instances with payroll. We're going to have to now look into payroll to make sure that that component works, because there are certain departments and divisions that each are separate entities that somehow don't interrelate and share this information. So Cheryl Aranha in India has really been very effective at getting people aware of accessibility and getting the conversations going around working that into the dialogue going forward. We were very blessed to be able to have the opportunity to make sure that not only did we work to fix the US version, but the work we did flowed over into UK and Canadian QuickBooks. We just have to work on some of the language and verbiage variances, like sales tax versus value-added tax. We this week are testing for Braille output. No. I mean, I know I'm new to the community, but I just want to make sure as many people who want to use this can. And I'm very strongly opposed to not having Braille included in the conversation, because the only way you can acquire a language, as I understand it as a teacher and an educator, I've got two master's degrees, you have to read, write, and speak the language. And if our youth are not speaking the language, so, you know, we got to be in it to win it. So one of the things I'm going to leave you with, and then I'll take some questions, is a promo we did about my blind spot. And I've come to believe, and my new mantra, access to the right tools. Access to the right tools promotes ability and restores infinite possibilities. You know, when we have access to anything, our abilities are enhanced and the possibilities are just wide open. It's not whether you're blind or whether you're deaf or whether you're not. Access equals ability. Yeah, go ahead. And then I'll take questions. This is just a little piece I put together with...
I didn't think I was going to land on my feet.
He wears a choir robe.
Sometimes being blind unexpectedly, it felt like I was in free fall.
A man jumps out of a plane.
At first, it was really hard to tell which end was up. I didn't think I was going to land on my feet.
He wears a choir robe.
Sometimes being blind can make you feel isolated. My blind spot believes that access to the right tools creates ability and promotes infinite possibilities. Avenues to employment can be complicated for the disabled. There's still so much out there that is not accessible to us, especially those of us who are blind.
At a train station with a guide dog.
At my blind spot, our vision is to see that people of all abilities have access to the tools they need to find gainful employment, something I think a lot of us take for granted. The day that my blind spot makes that happen, we'll all be walking on air.
The man falls in tandem with another man. Their chute opens, pulling them higher. On a black background, words appear. Access equals ability. Infinite possibilities. Described by Audio Eyes.
Thank you. Any questions? And I think Donna says you're only allowed two.
Thank you. My name's Joni Patchy, and I would like to know, have you worked with any of the Randolph Shepherd vendors?
As a matter of fact, I'm blessed to say yes. We are going to be working. I don't know if you know the Randolph Shepherd Association. John Mern is a client of some of our board members. We have Ted Locke and Jim Brock, who are on my blind spots board, who own a company called Blue World, and Jim's mom was blind, and that's how I got my guide dog, because of them. And Jim has been working with the blind vendors for quite a while, and I had a meeting with John Mern, and I know I don't remember Nick's last name, but we're going to be working with the blind vendors. There's about 1,100 in that organization. We're going to be able to sell them QuickBooks through my blind spot. We're setting that all up now. So in addition to providing it to the vendors, we're going to be doing the tutorials, giving them everything they need. I might be working on a few websites that they've been working on that have lost their functionality. But yeah, that's really a cool thing. And it's just, I'm hoping to find more than just the blind vendors. I think there's a lot of small business owners out there outside of the Randolph Shepherd's Act associations, but we're working with them. Yes, thank you for that question.
Keith Johnson, hello.
Hello, Keith.
Are you going to do anything with Apple? Because with their voiceover platform.
I would never presume to go near Apple. I think they're doing a darn good job. And so, sorry, the answer is no. I think they're fine. They don't need me. But where there are going, but let me, Keith, let me just address that. Where there are serious access issues, I'd love to hear about them, because I think we could go and present ideas. I have some ideas about a progression of where we could go next, but I think it needs to be in areas that are very meaningful for our personal growth, our personal lives, our professional lives. I'd love to see nothing more than a completely accessible online grocery store. to be able to have our food delivered and point, click, and send. Some are, some are not. I happen to live in an area where they aren't yet. So I like Apple. I'm leaving it alone. but one of the things I'm very happy to... Sorry? No snow. Just
have,
you, though, right? So one of the things, too...
We have time for one more question as well.
Okay.
My name is Donna Sanchez, and I was wondering, are you going to make Quicken accessible? I mean, I know the one you're working on is for business, but what about us people that need to take care of our home finances?
Well, every journey begins with the first step, okay? So while I hear what you're saying, I looked at the discussions, and one of the things we had to look at was where the volume of the market share was, and we intentionally went to QuickBooks first, and there is a discussion, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. There is a discussion, and like I said, everything's happening organically. There is, and this all has happened since we've showed the executive team how accessible QuickBooks is now. They are going to be looking at correcting the issues that presented themselves over the past year or two with Quicken. So sit tight, keep your ears and eyes open for the next invitation to beta test, and you might be one of those people to help us fix Quicken. Okay, and Ted's going to say something about that because that's more of an Intuit issue.
My name is Ted Drake, and I manage accessibility across all the Intuit products. Lori, of course, has been the key person for QuickBooks. We have been addressing Quicken. We're actually the same people that were helping us make QuickBooks accessible are now currently working on Quicken. We're using Dequeue. They're doing a full evaluation. And Dequeue's engineer, Sue Joshri, has embedded with the Quicken team. So we have found what was causing the problem in Quicken 2014, and we are working to make Quicken 2015 accessible.
Thank you. Right.
Now, and also, I just want to say real quick, I came to Intuit 2 years ago from Yahoo. I was part of the Yahoo Accessibility Lab because Intuit cares about customers. They just weren't paying attention to all the customers. So I'm going to be here for today and a little bit tomorrow. If you are an Intuit user, I'd be happy to hear from you, especially if you can tell me about particular products, TurboTax, Quicken, QuickBooks. I've got my video camera here. I can record and bring it back to the teams because this really does help.
Now's the time to use your voices, people. And then one of the things I'm going to leave you with is our website. It's myblindspot.org. I worked hard to make sure, for no other reason, except for the fact that I want to be able to get statistics and information about how we as a community buy and purchase product. We're going to be selling QuickBooks online in the coming weeks. And with that, you'll get the JAWS scripts. You won't have to pay extra for that. And then you'll see the tutorials and the videos and everything that you will need to learn how to use QuickBooks, not how to be an accountant. You got to learn that on your own. Call your rehab specialists and your counselors. Tell them you're looking for a job, that they're going to make a lot more money than the $4 an hour they think we should be getting paid. But we're going to hopefully be able to be making that a reality. We're fine-tuning the scripts now. R5, it just got locked down, the last release of QuickBooks, and we should be having something very, very viable and marketable in the next few weeks. I would say 4 or 5 at best. And NVDA will be working, and we're waiting on some good word from GW Micro. Freedom has liked what we've been doing, and when we get the scripts going, the Magic program is going to be included in that as well. They're able to help us infuse that screen reader and that, what is that? That's their Zoom text, right? That they use. So that's going to be included in the scripts when we get that going.
Magic.
Okay? Magic. Did I say that? Magic, yeah. I said Magic is their Zoom text. That's probably incorrect, and I'm going to get yelled at from both of my friends at AI Squared and Freedom. But one of the things that I really want to leave you with is, too, is that we're one community. Even if we use a Zoom text or Magic, even if we use NVDA, JAWS, or Window Eyes, even if we're with the NFB or the ACB or the AFB, We've got to find a way to bridge that divide amongst our community to make it stronger. Thank you.
All right, and everyone, you will be able to hear some of Albert's personal story and journey when you come to our banquet on Saturday evening. So, Albert, again, and Ted, thank you so very much for your presentation today.
Thank
everyone,
you, Madam
give him
President.
A warm, warm hand. Thank you.